on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Why major wireless companies want payments via debit card or electronic checks. Boy, I pay that thing off with my credit card every single month, and I love it. Why don't they like that anymore?
Well, because it's a way of reducing costs. Any business that uses accepts credit cards or debit cards is going to pay that swipe fee or the interchange fee that they have to pay to the banks to process the transaction. And for a credit card, it's between 1.5 and 3.5% more or less of the purchase price. It's a lot less, 0.03% of the sale, according to the Federal Reserve, for a debit card payment, and bank transfers are almost the same. That's the electronic check, sometimes called ACH. You know that they take the money right out of your bank account. So these got, you know, but what got me was, as long as I can remember, you always got a discount for doing automatic bill pay. And of course, my go-to option is credit card for the obvious reason. It's a safer way to do business, and I like to get my points, so that's really nice. Mm-hmm. But it was $5 to $10 a line. It started in 2020 with Verizon. They limited it to a debit card, a bank account withdrawal, or their own co-branded Visa credit card. Then T-Mobile changed its policy in July of this year. It no longer provides a discount for payments made by a credit card. And then AT&T joined the bandwagon and reduced its auto pay discount earlier this month for credit cards from $10 a line to $5 a line. So if you're somebody like a friend of mine who I talked to for this story, she's with PIRG, the consumer group. She's got five lines. That's $25 a month that she was saving that she's not saving anymore with her carrier because they don't give her that $5 discount.
Oh, man. So not only are they're either getting rid of the discount of automatic payments, or they're reducing it, or they're forcing you to shift on over to debit or this electronic payment or the credit card that they have.
Correct. And I don't know about you, but I just don't like the ACS, the electronic checks. I don't like companies dipping into my bank account. It makes me nervous.
It does.
And
it,
with all the,
and I think they're not going to do anything wrong. Like, I trust them, but boy, there's something that I feel like could get compromised there. And also, if I want to challenge something, man, the credit cards have gotten really good at having your back in those situations.
Well, that's one of the three reasons. Number one, credit card, as you know, is the safest way to pay for something. So if there's a problem, you can challenge it. Number two, you know, with all the breaches that have taken place, especially with mobile carriers, you know, T-Mobile had a massive data breach of 37 million accounts this year and 53 million in 2021. I don't want my bank account information floating around in the database that gets breached. And number three, it's a lot easier, as you know, to sign up for something than cancel. We hear all the time from people who signed up on auto pay, and that there's a bigger story here, which is the whole auto pay thing, is that sign up for that with a gym membership or a health club membership, you cancel, and they keep withdrawing the money out of your bank account for months and months after you don't go there anymore. So now you're dealing with a situation, arguing with a company, working with your bank, and they're just sucking money automatically out of your checking account every month. I just don't like that whatsoever.
Yeah. I just want to remind people, as we say, credit card the safest way, which is true, Herb. Just a reminder, it is best used if you're paying off your credit card every month, like about half of Americans do. If you don't, then you're getting 20% interest. Yeah, that maybe the debit card might be the more responsible thing to do. I just want to add that, Herb, which I know you knew.
You're paying 20% or more. We're just doing my new podcast, ConsumerPedia.org, which launches on Thursday, and I'll be talking to Landecker about that. I mean, the interest rates on these cards are, some cards now, store cards, are up to 33% interest.
Jeez. Yeah, the store cards. Oh, boy, it's incredible.
Retail cards are the worst.
Why doesn't the companies, and maybe they are doing this too and I just never noticed, why don't they say, hey, look, use your credit card, AutoPay will give you this discount like we always did, but we'll pass the 3% on to you for the transaction fee. Are any of them doing that?
Yeah, that's the big trend now, is a lot of businesses are actually making the customer using a credit card pay for the transaction fee. I know a lot of restaurants that I now go to in the Seattle area are doing that. What upsets me is when they bury it so small at the bottom of the menu or don't tell me at all, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's not right. You got to tell me up front what the situation is. Governments have long done it. You know, you can sometimes pay certain bills, tax bills or water bills or whatever with a credit card, but you'll pay the percent. I have no problem with doing that. A lot of charities now are voluntarily asking you if you will pay the interchange fee to save them money, which, you know, that's your decision. But this is one of those things where I think we're going to see more and more of this because they love auto pay, because auto pay gets, it's what stickiness, you stick with the company.
Yeah.
And then I think they're going to try to encourage you not to use your credit card because it costs them money. So I think we're going to see, or pay the fee to use your credit card. I think we're going to see a lot more of this down the road as everybody tries to cut their cost of doing business.
Herb Weisbaum, contributing editor for checkbook.org. And I know you'll be on with John on Thursday promoting the podcast and everything. And Herb, we appreciate your time on this show.